Lanyap, a little something extra. A feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. Our guest at this time, Katie Sivels with the Pilot Club of the Twin Cities. Katie, big event coming up this weekend. The Taste of the Twin Cities arriving once again.
Yes, we're excited about it too.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
14th annual Taste of the Twin Cities is going to be happening Saturday at the Monroe Civic Center Arena.
Right.
So for folks who may be unfamiliar, even though I'm sure their palate is ready for something like this, tell us a little bit about the what all is involved with the Taste of the Twin Cities.
Well, the Taste of the Twin Cities is where vendors come in, food vendors come in, and they have their food displayed, and people sample their foods and get to taste a lot of different foods in our area, as well as retail vendors who are in there as well with different items such as purses, jewelry, makeup, you know, those kinds of things that people can shop as well as have plenty to eat.
Right. Now, with the Taste of the Twin Cities, as you say, it's not one particular type of food. I mean, we have lots of
different
variety. Foods. Right.
Yes, yes. We have some vendors who have been with us for a long time, since our inception 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Thurman's is one of those, and several of those like that that have been with us a long time, and we always enjoy having every one of them. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, with this coming up, as you mentioned, this is the one fundraiser that y'all do through the year.
Right.
This is kind of the showcase moment.
Absolutely, and all of our money that we raise goes back into the community for different projects we do in the community, which we do the Alzheimer's Memory Walk, we do the Cancer Walk, we do Adopt a School, we do Girl Scouts,
mm-hmm.
you know, just on and on of the money that we put out, as well as time that we give to the different places in the
right.
area. So.
And the memory walk coming up this weekend.
It's Saturday morning, mm-hmm. so anybody listening, come on out. We're going to have the walk at 9 o'clock, registration at 8. So.
Okay. Now, with the Taste of the Twin Cities, how did the Pilot Club arrive at this to be the big event for the year?
Well, we had looked at not doing so many little fundraisers and
mm-hmm.
looking at something that we felt like could grow and just have one big event each year. And so it just started out with a few vendors, and we started out at the American Legion Hall. And
okay.
it just kind of grew from that, and we grew large enough that we had to have the Civic Center to do it. And so it's so much fun. We have people who come every year. Once you come, you want to come back because
mm-hmm.
it's so much fun.
And so good, too.
Yes.
Well, one thing that you do, you hand out awards every year, which
yes.
is pretty neat. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I can, because the people get to be involved with a lot of it, because they get to vote on who their best choice is, and they can vote on their best appetizer, entree, side dish, dessert, quick serve, and then an overall.
With those who attend and vote, it's the Taster's Choice Award?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct. And then we have other awards that we give out for people whose display, you know, is very good, and we have judges who do that, and we award those to, we have an overall award that we give out to the best display, and
mm-hmm.
so.
Take a look at the website, which is www.tasteofthetwincities.org. One thing I noticed perusing the website, there is a Showstopper Award.
Yes. That is the big award that we give to the one who, it can be food or retail vendor that can win that award. So
not only the site, but also definitely the taste plays into
yes.
who gets
yes.
the big
Showstopper
Award.
And how they display their items, whether it be food or retail.
Right.
We want to be sure and tell them about the tickets now.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, there is, I'm sure there's a number to find out ticket information.
Well, they can call the Civic Center. They have tickets as well as any Pilot Club member.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets are $15 if you purchase them prior to the event, but they're $20 at the door.
Okay. And, of course, at the Civic Center Arena, it's going to be happening tomorrow night from 6 until 9, correct?
That is correct.
And this is a one-time-only deal, so...
Right. It comes once a year. I don't think
right.
we could do it twice a year. It's a lot of work goes into it, but we have fun doing it, and are so appreciative of our vendors at WIL.
Right. So tell me about some of the folks with the pilot club, you know, who kind of orchestrate to get all this together. Because like we were talking about, folks who may not realize all the coordinating, all the effort that goes into something like this.
Right. Well, it really takes all of the pilot club members working mm-hmm. together to do it because it's such a big event. Mickey Douglas actually is our coordinator of the event, and she does a wonderful job getting the things out to the vendors and, you know, doing the publicity. We got people who handle publicity, who mm-hmm. sell tickets. We all sell tickets. We all go and work decorating the tables, getting the Civic Center ready. You know, it's just a lot of work involved. So it's not something that just happens that day. We work toward it for a long time.
Right.
Actually, we probably work toward it all year, you know, so.
Yeah. So we've been speaking with Katie Sibbles with the Pilot Club of the Twin Cities. Taste of the Twin Cities, 14th annual, coming up Saturday evening at the Monroe Civic Center Arena from 6 until 9 p.m. Like you say, for more information, they can contact the Monroe Civic Center.
Right. They do have tickets as well.
Right. Thank you for joining us, Katie, and definitely looking forward to a taste of the Twin Cities. Something, like we say, something for everyone.
That is right. Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.